We were talking there about the regulation of short-term lets still to be finally formalised and worked out in this country in relation to the housing crisis. But Kerry County Council are doing some regulation of their own. They've adopted amendments to the beach bylaws to allow saunas to operate on selected beaches. The plans were discussed at the monthly meeting this week of Kerry County Council, which heard Ballybunion North Beach will be excluded from the plans. This all comes after the public, and we talked about this at the time, were given the opportunity to have their say on proposed amendments in 2022 to the relatively new business of plans or saunas on beach sides and pier sides across the county. With me to talk about this in more detail is Paul Neary, Director of Services with Kerry County Council. Paul, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Morning, Kerry. How are you?
Very good. Listen, what kind of a response did you get from the public and from businesses and others to your call for, look, you know, what do people think or what do people want when it comes to saunas at the beach sides?
Well, yeah, look, we had a public consultation process running the last number of months to facilitate beach saunas at our Blue Flag beaches. And I suppose, firstly, just we're very proud that Kerry got 16 Blue Flag beaches or 16 Blue Flags last week announced for Montashka. And our 13 beaches that we've had over the last number of years retained their flags. So that's fantastic news. So look, as part of trying to, I suppose, expand the experience for the beach goers and allow, you know, offer further services, we started amending we amended our beach bylaws to facilitate saunas at our Blue Flag beaches. And we were proposing that they be at the 13. However, you know, following public consultation, and that's the idea of public consultation, we take the views of the public on board. We felt that the location in Ballybunion North would conflict with an existing business there. So look, we're not in the business of, you know, conflicting with existing businesses. So it was decided we would, for the moment, leave out Ballybunion North out of the, yeah, I suppose, the current bylaws.
These are commercial activities, obviously, on those beaches. Ballyhaig, Trovolion Eskeliga, Ballybunion South, Banna, Fianit, Inch, Maharabeg, Kells, White Strand, Carsevine, Fiontraw and Ross Bay are the beaches that we're talking about in question. And do the regulations only relate to those specific beaches in terms of Kerry County Council's remit here for saunas?
Yeah, I suppose we were anxious to get in place, you know, for this summer on our Blue Flag beaches, the facility of saunas. So the fastest method of that was to amend our existing beach bylaws, which relate to Blue Flags. What we also plan, or what's also in preparation at the moment, is further bylaws for, you know, casual provision services and hiring of goods, for looking at broadening out into maybe like the trailheads and other amenity areas. And we'll be preparing that over the coming months. But for this, I suppose, for this summer, we stuck to the Blue Flag beaches and amended the current beach bylaws. So look, again, for the bathing season, again, it's about allowing you know, extra services at our Blue Flag beaches. And so that's our proposal, is to further expand expanded bylaws later on in the year to look at other areas and look at, again, the likes of the Ballybunion North again, and see, is there anything we can accommodate there you know, in the future.
Okay, so what will the operators have to do that they didn't have to do last year to comply with the bylaws?
Well, to apply the bylaws, we've what we call an expression of interest out of the minute, looking for interested parties to apply for a permit. And again, it's not unlike casual trading. So we've the expression of interest form has gone out. It's essentially an application form. We're looking for name details and I suppose details of what they're proposing in the line of sauna services that will be proposed at the beach. So that expression of interest is out until the 26th of May, which is next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. So we'd ask anyone interested in who wants to provide that service at a beach to engage with our staff here. They can, it's advertised at the moment, it's on our social media platforms, or you can email roads@kerrycountycouncil.ie or call us at 066-718-3500, and we can get an application form out, and they'll be assessed then with the hope of getting permits issued in early June.
Yeah. Will there be a cost involved for the businesses?
Well, yeah, look, it'll be just a nominal cost for, you know, for the permits administration and stuff like that.
So
it'll
be in line with our casual trading, a minimum amount.
Yeah, it'll be something around, you know, 200, 250 euros is the fee. But again, it's just a once-off fee, so it's not an ongoing fee. It's just basically the administration application costs. So we'll assess those when they come in, and we'll hopefully be issuing permits in early June for the service to be provided at the locations.
Yeah, and there'll be a couple of other rules. Like I understand that you have to keep off the sand on beaches, maybe even if you're above the tide mark, shall we say. For that kind of thing, obviously there's environmental concerns. Not many, but still some to be aware of.
Well, indeed, these are blue flag beaches, so they're awarded blue flag for being clean, safe, environmentally friendly beaches. And I suppose we just want to keep the saunas on hard standing areas. So we're looking at existing car parks or hard stands that we can accommodate the saunas at. And I suppose so the locations or the general locations are outlined in what we've done in public consultation, so we'll be keeping off the sand because that would need further environmental assessment and further studies. So we'll also be, I suppose, as part of our expressive interest, looking at, you know, the type of unit that'll be proposed, kind of what their proposal is for the sauna experience and the benefit of the community, the sustainability of the sauna units as well, and what health and safety provisions they hope to provide as part of that. So that's just part of the application process to ensure that what's been offered to the public is both, you know, safe and amenable, I suppose. And so we'll be assessing those application forms, early. I suppose once the application forms come in next week, we'll be assessing them thereafter and issuing permits as soon as possible thereafter. You know.
Would you be indicating to the operators who will be applying that, look, you're looking to just complement them, make sure all's above board, you're not looking to strangle the industry with overregulation?
Oh, 100%. It's just to ensure that, you know, the units are safe and, you know, they don't conflict with other beach goers. As I said, you know, we're really lucky to have so many blue flags in Kerry. So, look, anything we do there just has to be in line with, you know, the blue flag criteria. Again, we have to watch, you know, we're subjected to a number of visits during the summer on our blue flags to ensure that we're adhering to the various criteria that, you know, litter is picked and, you know, that the safe lifeguards are there and all those type of criteria. So again, it's just to ensure that the sauna is safe and that it complies with the blue flag criteria. So look, we can all work in harmony. Okay. So that's
that's the plan. Okay, Paul, listen, thanks for giving us your time this morning and explaining that one for us. Those applications will be going in before next week, I'd imagine, by the operators to get permits to operate. One listener asked, will saunas outside of the ones mentioned on the show this morning, will they be allowed to operate? Well, it's just blue flag beaches for now. There may be further permits going down the line for other areas and trailheads where there's different types of businesses that are springing up as more and more people enjoy the outdoors. But at the moment, they're just keeping it to blue flags and regulating that area. So the answer is yes to that. If you have a view or a comment, get in touch. More on the way.